Hey there, welcome to the High Five Podcast. Each episode, we count down our top five favorites in a different category, from movies and music to the totally random. Get ready to laugh and maybe even yell at our picks. Let's get into this week's High Five.
Yacht rock is good music? Okay. Well, that's going to lead very well into our karaoke choices here.
I mean,
we're going to see how well this
you're
goes.
If you don't know already about me, Rob, I love all music, really. I mean, obviously, there are some exceptions, but I can find good music in just about any
I
genre.
Have, like you know, back in the day when you used to have CDs and things, like, I was big into, like, the compilations, right? Like,
Sure.
so there was always, like, these... Rough Guide was like a brand that would do things, and it was like, I literally have a CD that's like the Rough Guide to Paris cafes. It's just like, it's all the music that you would expect to hear in Paris cafes, you know, not yacht rock. Like, give me some Edith, you know, pee off, you know. So
that's all my karaoke stuff is yacht rock, so get ready.
Just you know, that's fine if it's karaoke bar, but it's Paris, you know?
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point.
You know, even what's his name's wife, who was the singer? Oh God, I can't remember now. Macron's wife was a pop singer.
I didn't know that.
Anyways, Colby. Huh. No. Oh God, that's gonna drive me nuts.
Well, we gotta look it up now.
I'm looking it up.
Where's the producer when we need it?
Yeah.
Dick Wolf.
Maybe it's not Macron. Maybe it was the one before him.
Say, I didn't think it was Macron's wife, but I could be wrong.
Oh God. No.
No, it's not.
All right,
Macron's
Jay, why don't
wife.
You kick it off and then I'll just interrupt you when I find
okay.
the answer.
Sounds good. We'll get another.
Wait, isn't this your topic?
This is my topic. Yes.
Oh, I was thinking it was Rob's topic.
No,
oh,
it's my
God,
topic.
No.
Okay.
All right, so welcome back to the High Five Podcast, where we each bring our top five picks on a new theme every week, and we'll let everyone who's listening decide who hits the right notes. this week
I have an answer.
Okay.
Is Carla Bruni was the pop singer married to Nicolas Sarkozy?
Oh. Okay. Yeah. Interesting. Okay. All right. So this week we are going with what our favorite karaoke songs are of all time. We're talking Vulnerable, Ridiculous, Glorious, Group Activity, and we kind of left it open to how we wanted to, you know, what our criteria was for our top five. For me, it's all about songs from, you know, bands that I love, but also, you know, in the era I grew up in, you know, the songs have to mean something to me, and they're songs that I can actually sing. So that, you know, it narrows it down quite a bit. But
are they songs that remind you of the good times and the songs that remind you of the best times?
Yeah, because I did get knocked down, but then I got back up again.
Okay.
Right. You ain't never going to keep me down. I guess before we climb into it, let's warm it up by asking you guys, Rob and Caleb, what makes a great karaoke song for you?
Caleb, why don't you take that away?
So all my songs are not necessarily, I've never done actual karaoke.
Okay.
Outside of what I like to call car karaoke or carpool karaoke.
Sure.
So all of my songs are just songs that we sing as a family together loudly when we're in the car, when they come on, or if they're requested by somebody or whatever. So they're just ones that, like, you know, Reese knows, Jameson knows, I know, Tori knows. We all know them and we all can sing along to them. Whether it sounds great or not, doesn't matter, but they're just ones that we all know the lyrics to and we all enjoy them. So that's why they're on my karaoke list.
What about you, Rob?
So I would say there's an element of like, do you love the song, right? Like,
Yeah.
so there's certainly the songs that you can sing, and there's certainly the songs that you want to sing. But I think at the heart of it all is like, do you ha actually have heart and love for this song? Because that
Yeah.
sort of translates through no matter how good or
Well, yeah,
bad
it's a
you sing.
Venn diagram, right? It's the song that you like overlapping with the song that you can actually sing. Yeah.
And
And
so,
but also, like, in my mind, it's all a good karaoke song is also, for you, Caleb. I mean, maybe, but yeah, I think it would also apply in your case too, Caleb, is like it's got to be a crowd pleaser. So like you said, it's one that the whole family loves. So it's got to fit all those three criteria, but in your case, just slightly different because the audience is smaller.
And in that case too, the song usually tends to be kind of a positive song, right? Like nobody's gonna get up and do like karaoke version of Nine Inch Nails Hurt, right? Like that just seems like that would just
I
sort of
hurt.
kill the entire vibe at the bar or the restaurant or wherever you're doing it. So generally what I've noticed is that the karaoke songs tend to be more infused with positivity than anything else.
Although I might have one exception. It's in my top five, but I think for the most part that's the case.
Well, why don't you kick it off? Give us your number five.
Should we get into it?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, since it's my topic, I'll do my number five. And that it this is the one in question that that might not necessarily be an upbeat song, but it fits the band, a band that I loved from when I was growing up. It's a song that I feel like I can sing. Katie challenged me. She's like, "Okay, well, next time we do karaoke, you have to sing this
There
song."
you go.
And that's "Don't Speak" by No Doubt. So it's kind of a curveball, but it's a good song to just kind of belt out. It's kind of like an emo, like breakup song. Fun fact, it was Gwen Stefani wrote this after breaking up with her bandmate Tony Kanal, which is crazy because then he had to play it on tour as part of No Doubt. But yeah, it's not necessarily an upbeat song, but it is, I think it's one that everybody will sing to because they all remember where they were when this song was huge, and it's kind of it's a time and place.
It's
And
a crowd pleaser, but it's
it's a crowd
also,
pleaser.
I
It's
guess
like
when
a
I said
cathartic song.
positivity, right? When I said positivity, I think you're just introducing another element, right? So this is not necessarily a positive song, but it's certainly an up-tempo song, right? Like you don't want to go into a karaoke and do a more down-tempo song. So I think like it topically, it maybe it's not as relevant as much as the tempo and is there a good like would people be able to sing along with you? And Don't Speak certainly works for that. So,
All right, so who
And it's a
wants
pretty
to?
easy song too. I feel like that helps too. Like there's it's not a lot of complex lyrics or any, it's a pretty simple song.
All right, well, Caleb, why don't you go next?
Okay, so my number five is the newest addition to our list. Primarily on the list because of Reese. It is one that she loves, and it is "Hot to Go" by Chapel Run.
Ah, that's a good one.
Again, great, easy song. Lyrics are easy. Reese likes to do the a choat in the back, and the there's just hand signals or motions and all that kind of stuff. So it's one that we've definitely can belt out and yell and there's still some lyrics that we're not maybe 100% on yet, but it's the newest addition, so we're getting there. But definitely the chorus is pretty easy to remember. So
Okay.
when I brought up karaoke songs to Vivian. She's like, "You have to have a Chaperone song on there." I'm like, "Oh
Yeah.
shit, I don't have a Chaperone song on my list."
I don't
That was
have
an
one,
oversight.
but like my honorable mention would be like, I wish I could hit the high notes for Pink Pony Club.
Pink Pony, yeah,
Sure.
and that's
Yeah.
actually the song that came up with us was Pink Pony Club. Yep. I could see that getting on my list, but I haven't seen it. I don't think I've seen a Chaperone song sang in karaoke yet. So I think that could get on my list
You got to be the
easily.
starter. Got to
Yep.
start it.
I'll do it. All right, Rob. Well, you had to head up with your
All right.
five.
So my number five is sort of almost speaks quite a bit to my approach to karaoke, which is I cannot sing. I wish I could sing. So I think there's one approach. You can either go with something that has a chorus that everybody can sing along
Yep.
and you let it
Yeah,
take
help
over.
you.
Yep.
Yep.
Or pick a musician who's not known for their voice, but everybody
Oh.
knows. So I've got Bob Dylan, like a Rolling Stone.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
And then you get everybody else screaming, how does it feel? So
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
again, Bob Dylan, good lyricist, not a great singer.
No.
Madonna has great songs, not a
Yep.
great singer. I
Yep.
fully admit it, and you guys know I love Madonna. So I feel like you're in good hands if you pick a singer who is not known for singing, right?
Yep.
So
So question, when you sing that song, or I guess any song in karaoke, do you try to mimic his voice and his delivery, or do you do it in
Oh.
your own voice and own style?
Oh, you know, that's a good question. I think I've done it both ways with that one. And I found it to be more successful if I just do it in my own voice.
Okay.
Cool.
Because then it looks like a really bad SNL impersonation.
Sure.
At
Yep.
like the Buffalo Wild Wings. Like nobody wants to see
I didn't know if
that,
you could pull off a good
right? You know.
impression of Bob Dylan or not. So.
Well, I've showered too much for that, so
Okay.
I mean, it's not hard. You just gotta draw out each syllable.
And not enunciate things very much, right?
Yeah, don't enunciate,
Mumbly.
which actually is good if you've been drinking, but also you've got to get kind
Yeah.
of nate you got to get it like kind of you got to get your voice
Nasally.
like in your
Yep.
nasal cavity,
Yep.
right? And
Yep.
then you've got it.
Yep.
I feel like Nirvana would be another good one of that. You know, not a great singer, but
Oh,
all
yeah.
those,
You got to be able to
some of their
scream, though.
lyrics. The problem is I don't think anyone knows most of the words because you can't understand what he's saying most of the time.
I wouldn't do Smells Like Teen Spirit. I would do Lithium. Or not Lithium. Yeah, no, I would do Lithium. Yeah, that would be the one I would do. Yeah. I'm so happy. Isn't that the one? I'm so happy. Do,
Yep.
do,
Yeah.
do, do,
Yep.
do. Yeah, okay.
That's a good one. Cool. All right, so let's head to our fours. Mine is a pop sugar shot. It's one of we when we talked about guilty pleasures, this singer came up as one of my guilty pleasures. And that's Party in the USA by Miley Cyrus. It's just one that, everybody knows this, everybody knows the chorus. I put my hands up, playing my song, butterflies fly away. It's just a fun song that everybody can get into. I mean, it's any song that, talks about putting their hands up, like where people can actually, if they can't sing it, they can get involved physically. Like that's a good karaoke song to me. So that's my number four, Party in the USA. Can you hear this
Nice.
cat that's crying outside my door right now?
Every
I
now,
cannot.
every once in a while, I can hear something.
He wants to like come sit on my lap, I guess, or something.
Poor
But
thing. You
he
have abandoned them for a world tour
Yeah,
of a
that's
European
right. He has
tour.
been a little clingy since we got
Clingy.
home.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. What?
Okay, so my number four is a song that if we don't yell and scream it out in the car, we get yelled at for not singing along to it. And that is Africa by Toto.
Ah, yes.
Oh, just
Okay.
another great song. Again, easy lyrics, the chorus, everyone knows the chorus, and it's a fun song to sing along to.
Yep.
I can't tell you how many times we've been in the car and I'm not singing, and my daughter will yell from the back, "Dad, you're not singing." So, got to make sure to sing along to it for sure. So,
I know that song's on a lot of yacht rock, but 80s music is always a classic for me.
yep.
So I don't consider it really yacht rock, even though it's on yacht rock playlist. It's just a great song.
Yeah, I don't consider that yacht rock, although Toto has other songs that are considered yacht rock in my mind. But yeah. But you're right. It does come up on some lists, and it's like, no, this isn't really yacht rock to me. Cool. All right. Rob,
My
what's your
number
number
four. All
four?
right. My number four is also another approach to karaoke. If you can't sing, pick a song that you can kind of talk through and then let the crowd jump in. And it's even better when it's a song that I love. I really do love this song genuinely, and I love to sing like all 8 minutes of it. It's American Pie by Don McLean.
Oh yeah.
So
Okay.
I know most of the lyrics without having to look at the monitor, but every so often I do glance down just to make sure I'm hitting the right stanza. The song actually makes sense chronologically to me, so I kind of know what sequence of events happens. But yeah, American Pie is always a great one, and then of course everybody joins along with "Bye Bye Miss American Pie," driving Chevys and Levis and whiskeys, rye and dry. Everything. It was good.
I thought you might do "The Devil Went Down to Georgia." You know that song where he's just talking the whole time? That's what I thought you were
He
talking
was
about,
looking for a
talking
soul
along to it.
steal. He was on
I
the
have seen
highway
people
way
do that.
behind.
I
He's
have
looking to
seen
make
people
a
do that, and
deal.
that is that's a way to that's a that's a that's an approach. If you cannot
That's where I thought
sing,
you were gonna go.
yeah, that is that's not a song that I actually know that intimately. So it's not
Sure.
one that I
Yeah.
would do,
I
but
don't either. Yeah.
I have seen people do that, and that is definitely an approach.
This is where my mind went immediately when you're talking about just talking
Talk
through a
singing.
song, because
Yeah.
it's
Yeah.
All
And,
right.
of course, he's got the moment in the song where he's like, "For 10 years, we've been on our own, like a moss growing fat on a rolling stone." But that's not how it used to be. So.
That's a good one. I love that song. That was a song as a kid that I just loved to sing when it would come on the radio. Yep. Cool. All right, so that was our number fours. We'll go to number three. My number three is another singer that I love, that I just love to belt out basically all of her music, every album, and that's "Bad Romance" by Lady Gaga. It's just the iconic rah 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 ah ah rah ma ma ga ga ooh la la. Why don't you bad romance? Like, it's just iconic. Love Lady Gaga. This is one of her first big songs, but it's just iconic. And I probably can't hit the notes. I know I can't hit the notes, but it's one of those, like you said, Rob, that the people will sing along with you. And it doesn't really matter if you're hitting the notes. It's just a iconic song that everybody knows, even though they might not know who sings it or know, the actual words. They know what's going on. So yeah, I think the song speaks for itself. It's another one that I don't think I've ever actually sang karaoke, but I would. It's just like whenever I get in a karaoke situation, you're met with this huge book or whatever, and it's like, oh, what do I sing? There's like 5 million options, and if I did my research, which now I have done my research, I've got my top eight. I've got three honorable mentions, I think. Now I've got my list, so this will definitely be one I do sing. Anybody who wants to join me is welcome to.
Yep.
So,
Nice.
yep.
All right, so my number three. I don't know if it's a classic, but it's one that we sing along to, and it came along from like our Disney trips, and that's Eye to Eye from the Goofy movie
Ah, yes.
by
I
Tevin
don't think I know
Campbell.
this song.
Yeah,
Tevin Campbell.
it's so again, this is probably one of the newer ones that we've added to. We just love it's a great song. It's a lot of fun. The chorus is easy. Again, it's a short song. It's not complicated.
Yeah.
Lyrics are pretty easy, but it's got a good beat. It's up tempo. Kids love to sing it. It's just a lot of fun to rock out to and yell and scream about. So.
Yep, love that song. And it's one that I don't think I knew until we watched the Goofy movie with Vivian probably 5 years ago. But Tevin, I mean,
Yeah.
I knew who Tevin Campbell was, but I didn't know this song. This song was written
Sure.
for the movie. But it's a great song. Very, very, what would you say? It's like a 90s, synth pop
Yeah,
song, right? That's
exactly.
just it's an easy listener.
Yep.
Yeah. Cool. Rob, what's your number three?
So I felt like you have to have a Christmas song on this list. This is a duet.
Yeah.
This is a duet. This is what I used to call the date rape song, and it is Baby, It's Cold Outside.
Ah, yes, it
Sometimes
is.
I sing the girl parts. Most times I'm asked to sing the boy parts. And that's just how it is. And also it's sort of weird because like when you listen to actually the lyrics of Baby, It's Cold Outside, it's not really a Christmas song. There's no references to Christmas in it, right? It's just a winter song, right? And I one time, a friend of mine, she used to write like pop culture pieces for AllMusicGuide and what have you. And she wrote an essay arguing why Baby It's Cold Outside is not a date rape song. What she's saying instead is that because societal mores were such that women couldn't like stay over, like it's like they're making all the excuses of like why they can't stay over, but she's gonna stay over anyways. So she was really arguing that it really is a romantic song, and the whole thing is about like, oh, it's frightful out there. We just can't go. You gotta stay. And that she's like consenting to it too, right? And she's sort of putting up a fight to say she put up a fight, but she really isn't putting up a fight. So this was from my friend Camilla who wrote this essay. And I after reading it, I thought, you know what, maybe she's got a point. And so I no longer call it the date rape song. I just call it my number three karaoke go-to song.
Your number one Christmas karaoke song, though.
Yeah, that's true. My number one Christmas karaoke song.
right. Not so quick to judge. All right. So that's our number threes. My number two was mentioned already, and that is Africa by Toto.
I see
This
a group sing
is.
along in your futures,
Yeah.
guys.
Well, this is my and Katie's karaoke song. We can't, neither of us, well, she probably can hit the notes. I can't hit the notes, but we belt it out, and it's definitely after a couple
You don't need to hit the
drinks.
notes.
You don't have to hit the notes because it's a feeling, it's a vibe, and we love belting it out together, and it's kind of like our it's one of our songs. And so it's just belting out the I bless the rains down in Africa, and I don't think I even know half the words, but as long as those words are in front of me, I think I could get by. And but yeah, it's definitely a favorite of ours. So that's my number two.
So we haven't technically officially sung this in karaoke, but we've definitely sang along to this song,
Oh,
a new
yeah.
Africa, numerous times in
Sure.
various settings, for
Yeah.
sure.
Yeah.
My number two. Just another one of our favorite songs, love to sing along to. Little slower than probably some of the other ones that have been listed. But it's also our favorite artist, and it's Landed by Ben Folds.
Oh yeah,
Just
that's a
love
good
that
one.
song. It's again, we know the lyrics, we know the song. The kids know the lyrics and know the song, so it's just one of our favorite songs. We love to listen to it.
Down comes the rain of the telephone czar.
Yeah, exact. Yep. Yep,
And
it's
then
such a good song.
you got your poor man's horn section with a bunch of ba-ba-ba-ba. So,
Bye-bye. Yep,
you
exactly.
get the crowd going along. Like, it's great.
Yep, it's a fun
Oh,
song to
I
sing
haven't
along
listened to
to
that
for
song in a
sure.
long time. I'm going to be blasting that one tonight.
Yeah, the fact that you remember the lyrics and you haven't listened to it a long time is pretty good. So, yeah, it's just love that song. So, yep.
Well, because I always think I'm like, what is it? I mean, like, I'm like trying to think, is that like you're calling your mom, like, or somebody, like, down comes the rain of the telephone czar? Like,
I
I
don't
would never
know.
call somebody that, like, if they were like, get off the phone. I would never, you telephone czar?
Yeah, I
I
don't
don't
know.
know.
I
So,
mean, it was written when there was maybe more telephone
yeah.
czars, because
Right. Yeah. You
you had
only had
one
one
line,
line.
so.
Yeah. Yeah. One house phone.
Cool.
It's okay to call. And I will answer for myself. Okay.
Yep.
Sorry.
See, sounds like you need to add it to your karaoke list.
All
Right. Well, Rob, what's your number two?
right. So this is a song that I've always loved, but I never really done as with karaoke until I was at the Crazy Diamond and our friend Robin, who is in a 80s cover band called Spark,
Yep.
asked me to do Love Shack, and she wanted me to do the Fred Schneider parts, which apparently I can really do.
Yeah.
So, if you see a faded sign at the
At
side
the
of
out
the
of the
road,
road. Yeah.
right? And so, like, kind of
15
like
miles to the love.
the yeah. So, but I can't continue the rest of the right. I need girls to do that part.
Yeah.
So, like, this almost. Unlike like a Rolling Stone, this is very much, well, Robin would say my voice lends itself to Fred Schneider pretty
Sure.
convincingly,
Yeah.
but like that's where I actually am, like, definitely doing it in the cadence and style
Yeah.
of him and doing an imitation of him. So
Yeah.
You have to. Can you imagine trying to sing that song not in that style? It just wouldn't work.
I don't think you can.
I'm gonna have to try it next time.
Sing it
If you
operatically.
see a faded
It just
sign at the side of the
doesn't.
road,
Everybody be like, what song is that? I know
what the
that
fuck is
song.
he doing?
Yeah.
Did he think this is a love
He
ballad?
really
It's the
is
Love
drunk.
Shack. And the best part too is when you get to go, you're what? And then
Yeah.
everybody's like shouts along, tin roof
Tin
rusted.
roof.
Roof
Rusted.
rusted.
Yep, that's good. Great song. I would have probably put that on my list, but it doesn't fit in my Venn diagram of songs that I like grew up with. I mean, it was kind of out before me, but great
Oh,
song.
thanks
Love
for calling
singing
me
to
old. Thanks, bitch. Thanks for calling me old. I appreciate it.
it.
You can go fuck yourself too.
I love you, Rob.
Shitty
Love it. Okay, so that was our number twos. We're on to our ones. My number one is one that, I mean, it's my favorite band. It's one that I didn't realize was such a great karaoke song until we sang it recently, and that was Mr. Brightside by The Killers.
Yes.
It's so like, stereotypical Killers, like that's the song that everybody thinks of when they think of the Killers. But it's I didn't realize, like, when we talked about singing, I was like, or Katie's like, can you sing that song? I'm like, yeah, I know all the words. I know it like the back of my hand. It's easy. And so we sang it, and the people at
Excuse me, it's the back of your broken hand.
it's true. That's true, actually, right, yeah. But yeah, like it's one that we sang really well together. But like it was one that the people at the bar liked. You know, everyone got into it, and everyone like was like, "Oh my gosh, that was so fun!" And like, it came out of us so naturally, and so it was perfect. So that's my number one. I don't know if I'll sing it every time we do karaoke because
Right. Yeah, you got to parse it out. Yeah.
it's not one that you want to just be known for,
I don't want
but
to be doing Note Love Shack every time either, Jay. Like, I know I get pulled up to do it. And my number one is one that I keep getting asked to do. And I'm like, okay, I've moved on.
And it's not even my favorite Killers song. I wouldn't even probably
Right.
put it in my top five Killers songs, but
That was a pretty good one. But
it's
I
a
would
great
love to
song.
do all these things that I've done.
Yeah,
Yeah. Because
exactly.
that's got, like, again, you got the chorus to
I got a
join in.
soul, but I'm
Yep.
not a
Not a
soldier.
soldier. Yep.
Like that, I would rank that higher. But anyway, yeah, that's a just it's but it fits into that of a song that everybody knows and everybody will get into, and so that's why it ranks so highly for me. So that's my number one.
Okay, well,
Caleb.
you stole my thunder. My number one is Mr. Brightside by The Killers.
I
Again,
love
it's
it.
one we all know the lyrics to. Part of it has to do with, it's played at the Michigan Stadium and they all sing it a lot. And so, it's everybody knows the song. It's a good karaoke song. People can join in. It's an easy one to sing along to. I don't think it's a hard one to sing along to either. I don't think there's any high notes or anything that you need to try to reach or anything. So, it's a pretty easy song and fun song to sing along to. My Reese and Jameson will just start singing the song randomly without music around the house all the time. So, it's definitely a big one that we hear constantly. So.
Love it.
Yeah, as
All
soon as you
right.
said it's my favorite band, I went, oh crap, he's
We
got the same one.
got the same one. All right, Rob, tell us why Mr. Brightside is also your number one.
Yeah, right.
I'm so sorry to tell you it's not. Jay, you know what my number one
No,
is. Why don't
I
you tell
do.
everyone what my number one's gonna be?
Nikki?
The bass,
Is it Nikki?
but
It is Super Bass. Yes,
super
yeah.
bass, that's
So
right.
what happened was is I talked about this before. I go to these arts conferences, I had to wear a suit and tie. I look like a fucking accountant. And you're with everybody who can actually sing. And so I kind of took a cue. There was a an LGBT QIA artist, Jay Brannon, who for a long time he would do like an acoustic slowed down version of Super Bass. So you really got to hear the lyrics. And so that was kind of
Learned it.
how they sank in, right? Somebody asked me, they're like, did you study them? Like, yeah, there was an element of like, I did actually kind of like read through them while I was listening to the song so that I could like pick up on it. But it's, I mean, look, you impress the hell out of people as a white boy in a suit and tie if you can just, drop those lyrics like that. And, not even have to use the monitor. The only problem is I can't hit some of the higher notes in the chorus, the boy, you've got my heartbeat running away. Right, I can't do it. So,
That's why you gotta make it a duet and have somebody else do it.
well, that's kind of
And
what I
not
did to
me.
Jay the last time. I was like, Jay, get your
It
fucking
was
ass up
supposed
here
to
and
be
sing.
Katie, and Katie
It
was
was supposed to be
gone. I'm
Katie. I
like,
think she ran to the bathroom or something. I don't know. But,
she was
anyways.
gone. So I was like, I can't leave Rob hanging.
So now
But.
here's the thing. I have myself another challenge. That I'm gonna top my ability to do Super Bass. This is a song by a group called Reunion, and it's from the 70s, and it's called Life is a Rock, but the Radio Rolled Me. And it is just like, it's not even like Nicki Minaj actually has like lyrics. This is just like a whole ton of like name dropping of songs that you would have heard on like AM radio. Then there's like a chorus part to it, but it's a super dense, wordy song that I'm like, all right,
Like REM,
that
we didn't
is.
start the fire.
Well, Billy Joel sang "We Didn't Start the Fire."
Oh,
REM sings "It's the End of the World as You Know
Oh,
It,"
I mixed
and you
the two
feel fine.
songs. Same thing. Same kind of song.
It's in that genre, but it's even it's as if Billy Joel "We Didn't Start the Fire" did crack. So I
Or it just
encourage
keeps
everyone to go
going.
out there
Wait,
and just
he didn't? It
listen.
didn't? It doesn't do
Oh,
crack?
I
Is
don't know. Maybe they did. Maybe they
it?
didn't. I mean, it's like all the drugs in one.
Yeah.
But it's life is a rock, but the radio ruled me, and
Okay.
that's my
We'll
white
check it
whale
out.
for karaoke songs.
I
That's my Moby Dick.
thought you were gonna say
Nice.
like a Busta Rhymes song, even faster
Oh.
rapping or something. Messed up.
The thing is, it's like, again, I don't have a love for those songs,
Right.
right? Like, I have a genuine love for Life as a Rock, but the radio ruled me. And it kind of comes out of like the musical theater tradition of the Patter song. And again,
Sure. Yeah.
for some people who can't sing, right? Like, so if you watched a recent season of Only Murders in the Building, Steve Martin can't sing, so they give him what would the Pickwick triplets do?
Right.
Right? Like they give him a patter song just to, and that's like rap patter songs are all kind of the same thing. So,
Sure.
yeah. All right. So, what are the honorable mentions that we have now?
Yeah, so actually what this actually one of my honorable mentions is one of those where it is a rap-ish song that, the only reason I know the words is because it was one that I did like.
Jesus
And
Freak
that
by DC Talk.
oh no,
Baby
no.
Got Back.
No, but Baby is the title of the song by Justin Bieber featuring Ludacris. When I was 13, I had my first love.
So you just do the ludicrous part, or you do the whole part? Both parts.
No, it would be one you'd have to do with another person.
So you're
Just
doing the Luda. You're doing the Luda part?
I could do either part,
Okay.
but it fits better as a karaoke song if you have parts. But yeah, it's a great song. I'm a Justin Bieber fan. Hope he fixes his voice. He's not able to tour right now, and love me some Biebs. But yeah, this is a great song. It's one of his first songs. Actually was written by Ludacris and not written by Justin Bieber. But yeah, that's one of my favorites. Another one which we did sing recently. I've sang a couple times karaoke is I'm Just Ken by Ryan Gosling from the Barbie movie. It's one that I have to learn a little bit better yet, but it's a favorite. And then the other one that I love, and it's another one that was covered by Weezer, it's Scrubs by TLC. That's just like that's just an iconic song. I'll sing that with anybody who wants to sing that. So that's a great song.
Okay.
Yeah. Gotta have the finger wagging and yep.
How
Yeah. What about you guys?
about you, Caleb?
It's funny, the honorable mentions I had, you stole is no Scrubs, but the Weezer edition,
Yeah.
not the TLC edition.
I actually don't know the I don't know the Weezer edition of
It's
the
the
song.
same.
It's the
It's just
same. It's just they don't they take out Left Eye's rap. There's no
Oh,
rap in it.
yeah.
So it's slightly different. But again, it's another one. Kids know the words to it. We like to sing along to it. It's a fun song to sing along to.
Waterfalls is a good one too.
Yep.
And
Yeah.
I
We
heard a
sang
Death
that a
Cab for
lot when we
Cutie
were in
cover.
Iceland.
Yeah. Oh, really? Okay. Wow. There are waterfalls. Not the same waterfalls.
No.
No.
There's a Death Cab version of that?
Yeah, Death Cab for Cutie actually has a pretty good cover of it.
I'll have to check that
So.
out. Any
All right. So
others?
mine would be. Oh, yeah. Do you have any others, Caleb? Sorry.
Not that I can. I mean, there's other ones, but
Those
nothing
are.
that I wrote down.
Yeah. So the other two that I will sing, I'm not, and then I have two that I will sing, and then I have two that I wish I could sing that I don't sing. So the two that I will sing is Madonna, Like a Prayer. Again, you get the crowd going with you. Let the choir sing, right? And then I kind of hinted it earlier.
Chumbawamba. Yeah.
Tub thumping.
Tub thumping, right? So that's one of them. And then the two that I really wish I could sing, but I can't hit those high notes is Erasure's A Little Bit of Respect. And last time we all did karaoke at the Diamond, there was an opera singer named Sarah who
Yes.
she did her version of A Little Respect, yeah, by Erasure. Great song. And the other one that I wish I could hit the high notes on, because it starts, there's parts where I could do the deep parts, but then it, like, the voice carries up into the high parts and I can't do, is
Yeah, too big of a range.
Take On Me by A-ha.
Oh,
Yeah.
yeah.
Right. Because that's also a
That's an
good crowd
impossible one to
favorite.
do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll be caught. I can't even do it.
Great
Yeah,
song.
there's no way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. In a day or two. I can't. It just would sound really
Yep.
bad.
Yep.
Like, oh, they're like, oh, he's tone deaf. Yes, I am.
It's a good song. It'd be a fun one to sing along to, but yeah, that's a hard one to do for sure.
That's one, like, Under Pressure is also a fun one, but again, nobody could do Freddie Mercury's Range, right?
Yeah.
I have seen people do a lot of Bohemian Rhapsody, and that's a
Oh,
good one
yeah.
if you can get a wide range of voices to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, those are two I wish, those are two that I
Don't
will
Stop
never attempt,
Believing.
but
That was
that's
always
another
a.
good one. Some
Yeah.
people hate The Journey, others love The Journey. That's always a good one. I think I'm trying to think of some other ones. Killing Me Softly is a good one I've seen
Oh, that's a
done.
good one. Yeah.
Oh, another one that's really good. You mentioned Miley Cyrus earlier, Flowers,
Oh, yeah.
that's a great modern recent one, right?
Yep. I like the Instagram remake of that. I can buy myself tacos.
Okay.
That's what I always sing when that song comes up. Yeah. Cool. Well, that was a fun one, guys. Thanks for letting me go on that journey of karaoke. You guys were both skeptical, but I think we made the best of it.
Well, you didn't stop believing on that journey.
Yep. That was karaoke songs. Next week, it's Rob's pick, right?
Oh my.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
What you got, Rob?
This one kind of came up, Jay, while you were gone, and
Okay.
this would be like movies that everybody else has seen but you have never seen.
Ooh, okay.
So, like, our
So,
friend Todd Zobeck has never seen The Wizard of Oz.
ooh,
His
okay.
wife Julie Zobeck, who listens, has never seen the movie Casablanca, right? So I'm kind of curious, like, what I already have my five, but I'm kind of curious to know, like, what are the movies that, like, oh, I know I should see this, but I just haven't yet.
Yeah. Okay. So rank
And it
them.
doesn't
How
matter
should we
if
rank
they're
them?
old or new or any of that, right?
I think it would be like, what do you think would be like on a big thing, right? Like, so let's say you had never seen Top Gun. Most people have seen Top Gun.
Yeah.
Let's say
Yeah.
you've never seen a Star War. Most people have seen one of the Star Wars.
So
It could
like
be
for
old, like Citizen Kane, but it could
yeah.
be, honestly, I have yet to see Barbie. Now that,
Yeah.
one could say that I've got time to see Barbie.
Yeah. But
I
like your number one
might
should be
take
the
it.
most surprising.
It well, what I've discovered is when I list g gave the list when I gave my list of five, I had a lot of people really lose respect for me.
Okay.
So, and my number one especially, it was like almost unanimous in the room where everybody was like, oh no, you really should see this one. Come, Rob, come on, you gotta see this
Yeah.
one. I was like, I just haven't
Yeah.
yet. I'm
Huh.
sorry.
Okay. I think we could
So
do
we could do
that.
that one,
Okay.
or Julie did I'll put an option out there. Julie did talk about pop culture that traumatized you as a kid,
Ooh.
right? Like certain TV shows or music videos or movies.
But we are doing karaoke, and I don't know whose topic this is, so I think misheard song lyrics could be really good.
Ooh, that's good
Like
too.
kind of a nice lead-in transition from karaoke. So
I
we
love
could do
me some
misheard song lyrics.
misheard. Yeah.
I'm not sure if I know that I have five. I mean,
Oh, I definitely do.
I have a really embarrassing one with Echo and the Bunnymen, The Killing Moon, but
Okay.
So,
Yeah, I mean, you
I
pick.
guess I
You
would say
pick, man.
I'm
You
gonna get some
choose.
options. You want me to choose? Oh shit.
You
Okay.
your choice.
Well,
Those are all great.
whose misheard song lyrics topic is that?
I
Oh.
don't I don't
Is
know.
that yours, Jay?
I probably wrote it on there at some point, yeah.
So why don't we do that? Because it's kind of coming back from karaoke, and then
Okay.
maybe we'll do one of mine. You can think more about your traumatizing pop culture or
Yeah.
with the classic movies you haven't seen. We can do that after this.
Okay. All right, yeah, put those on the list
All right.
where I can, doesn't matter.
I think they're on the list, aren't they? I thought
Yeah,
I
they
saw you
are. They're
add
like the
them.
top four.
Okay. Classic movies you haven't seen yet is on there, and pop Okay.
culture that traumatized you as a kid.
Okay, cool. All right, so we'll go with misheard song lyrics for next time, and yeah, that'll be a fun one. I
Okay.
love misheard lo song lyrics. I, in fact, like I said, like when I was, I mean, not the Miley Cyrus song is a misheard lyric, but I love singing the wrong words to songs. It just gives me so much joy. Can turn a bad song good sometimes.
This one I'm not going to bring up as a five. Well, no, actually, I'm going to save it. I'm going to save it for one of my
Save
number fives. Yeah,
it.
because it's a good story, but it's definitely a song that nobody has heard of. But it's a good
Okay.
story.
Okay. Cool. Cool. All right then. Well, I guess we'll stop it right there. What do you say?
Sounds good.
All right.
Another good week.
For listening to the High Five Podcast. We'd love to hear what your high fives would be or what you thought of ours. You can find us on Facebook or email us at thehighfivepodcast@gmail.com or just say hi if you know us in real life. And a big thank you to our friend Trevor Durheimer for the awesome intro and outro music. See you next time!